Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is. It is a great day when something smacked me right in the face from the New York Times. When I picked up my New York Times out in front of my home this morning, there is a headline that says a liberal state wakes up to the possibility a Senate seat might flip. What liberal state are they talking about? They're talking about Washington State. And the New York Times has this mostly glowing article about Tiffany Smiley, who really, we do ardently hope, will become the new senator from Washington State. Come on, 30 years of Patty Murray is long enough. And that's 30 years. That's five terms. This is her sixth term she's running for. Anyway, Tiffany Smiley is going to be joining us today. And we're going to find out exactly what would be different about Tiffany Smiley representing us in the U.S. Senate as opposed to Patty Murray. And by the way, this article in New York Times by Emily Cochran, it's hard for me to imagine that anyone would read this article in its entirety, reading it down to the end, not just the opening paragraph. And not want to vote for Tiffany Smiley over Patty Murray. That she will be joining us a bit later. Concerning political victories, there has already been a political victory over in Israel for the conservative side of things, the right-wing side of things, if you will. Bibi Netanyahu, who has been prime minister twice before, didn't just win. He won a smashing victory, which means they aren't going to be having to go to another series of elections. This is definitive. And by the way, Yair Lapid, the current prime minister, the chief opponent to Netanyahu, was already called just moments ago, actually, and conceded. Can you imagine that? There's Bolsonaro, I don't think has conceded yet in Brazil. But he's at least acknowledged it. They are not going to have to be replaying elections endlessly. We'll be speaking to Ambassador Michael Oren, who was Israel's ambassador to the United States for a number of years, has worked closely with Bibi Netanyahu. What's going to be different in the Middle East because of this very different, much more outspokenly right-wing government that is going to be coming into power? And what is it that meant that after all these very close elections, why did this one, which is the fifth election in 4 years, no, really it is, why did this one all of a sudden deliver a decisive verdict? I mean, very decisive. There's supposed to be a decisive verdict here in the United States, and the polling more and more and more shows that it will be a decisive verdict. And what's shocking about that is happening in spite of the fact that Democratic candidates are so eloquent. I mean, some of the amazing speeches they've delivered, reminiscent of Winston Churchill or Franklin Roosevelt or President Reagan, just amazingly persuasive. And this goes especially, of course, for John Fetterman, who is known to have a silver tongue. And, for instance, on the campaign trail today, the would-be senator, now the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, and listen to this and tell me how you can fail to be persuaded. This is would-be Senator Fetterman, clip one.
You're out of your yard. Do you know, have any stress kind of relationships with folks, friends, family? Coming up later this month at Thanksgiving.
Coming up later this month at Thanksgiving. Anyway. Can we listen again? And if somebody, by the way, can transcribe this accurately, the way it has been transcribed so far is that first word that he is saying is E-I-R-A-H-I-D-U-R-U-N-D. Listen again.
Clear out of your yard. Have any stress kind of relationships with folks, friends, family? Coming up later this month at Thanksgiving.
Coming up later this month at Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. It's very reminiscent of one of the most eloquently unforgettable expressions by the late revered Senator Ted Kennedy. There's a new book about him, new glowing biography, and it's because he could deliver on the campaign trail himself eloquence like this.
Is this Clinton country?
Are you all ready?
Okay, and then, of course, there's the long tradition of a Democratic eloquence from leaders of the Democratic Party, like Al Gore, the prophet of climate change. And Al Gore, for some reason, had seemed to be spending too much time among goats. Listen.
He will not vote as an effective check on the expansion.
Okay, that is not altered at all. That was the real Al Gore. There's more at a different campaign event also today. Would-be Senator Fetterman had this to say, and please think about this carefully if you're trying to decide who to vote for in Pennsylvania. Here is would-be Senator Fetterman.
Summer of 1986. I think everyone that ever plays football in high school was, you know, at a kind of like a trade-out kind of football camp, and there wasn't any interest to have me come play here, you know.
Again. What I've got so far, I think that anyone who ever plays, you know, football, you know, at high school was, you know, at a kind of trade-out kind of football camp, and there wasn't any interest. I have come to play here. I understand he's had a stroke, but he's on the campaign trail. And people say, well, it doesn't matter whether he's articulate or not. It matters. A United States senator has to have the ability to communicate with other people without added devices. And this is, well, I compare this to one of the other candidates who was going to help determine control in the future. She's not a candidate for Senate. She's a candidate for governor. Much better. We will, in fact, get to that. Carrie Lake is running a just neck-and-neck close race in the state of Arizona. And she's running against Katie Hobbs, who has refused to debate Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is, if nothing else, and I think she's crazy and wrong, frankly, on her insistence on basically overturning the election of 2020. This election about 2022 may have a lot to do with 2024, especially with reports coming in today that President Trump is going to announce his candidacy, his third candidacy for president, at some time shortly after Election Day next Tuesday. But how does Carrie Lake answer a question to a reporter from about an attack ad against her, emphasizing what happened on January 6th. We will get to that and to more. We'll be speaking coming up to former Israeli ambassador to the United States, and coming up very soon to future U.S. Senator, we all ardently hope, Tiffany Smiley, right here in Washington. We'll be right back.
Get out of your yard!
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Get out of your yard!
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
I'll tell you what's outrageous. Reports today that North Korea has fired multiple missiles into the sea, including a possible intercontinental ballistic missile. We will talk about that and what that means. An intercontinental ballistic missile can easily reach Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and even up to cities in the Midwest. But it has to work. There's a response by the U.S. and the Allies. We'll be talking about that with Gordon Chang coming up on the Michael Medved Show. I was talking about what happened with Kerry Lake, who is the Republican nominee for governor in Arizona. And most recent polling shows this is just a dead heat. It is incredibly close. And she was asked a question about the mother of Capitol Hill police officer Brian Sicknick, who in a commercial had tied Kerry Lake and her candidacy to the January 6th riot and the death of her son. Here is Kerry Lake in responding to that question.
I don't know if you've seen this ad attacking you. But that's
which one, Chris?
The mother of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer that died the day after January 6th. She, in an attack ad, is saying that people like you specifically are responsible for her son's death. I'm curious, what do you think when you hear that?
What's her name?
The mother of Brian Sicknick?
Yeah.
I think it's Cindy Sicknick.
Cindy, I just want to say to Cindy Sicknick, I'm so sorry about the death of your son. It is tragic. I'm a mother myself, and that is, it breaks my heart. That is a wound when you lose a child, no matter how old they are, that never heals. And so I don't want to disparage her. She doesn't know me. I wasn't anywhere near the Capitol on January 6th. And I understand that her son died, I think, the following day of a stroke or natural causes. And I feel for her, and I see the pain in her eyes. And I would never try to disparage or hurt her, because I know when a mother has pain like that, there's no way to heal that.
Okay, she deserves to win. And it's been back and forth with me, but she does deserve to win. Could there have been a better response to that very tough question? I mean, that is an extraordinarily effective response. And that is a politician with tremendous ability to express herself, maybe even comparable to John Fetterman. No, I shouldn't even joke about it. But because when you talk about a question like that, the instinct, of course, would be to go defensive. And she didn't have that instinct. She had that instinct to go collaborative, to basically say what Bill Clinton was famous for saying, is, I feel your pain, and to express solidarity for someone who's basically attacking you. There's more when Kerry Lake actually coming up on this went further on the underlying issue. Listen.
And that's why I feel for these moms and dads who hit me up on the campaign trail and they grab me. And you can spot them from across the room. There is a loss in their lives that can never be replaced. And we're losing thousands of young people. When they tell me they lost a son to fentanyl, when they lost a daughter to fentanyl poisoning, this is why we are pushing so hard to secure that border and stop fentanyl from pouring across. I'm used to attack ads. I've had probably more money spent against me than any candidate in Arizona in attack ads. But the people know me here. They're not believing what they're seeing in the attack ads. I've been in their homes for 27 years. And additionally, besides attack ads, I've had 100% negative lying coverage by the fake news of me and my campaign and our people. And so we've withstood that. And we will win, and we're going to do great things for Arizona, despite what you guys say.
Okay. And then she further was refuting, and again, a very effective communicator and a first-rate candidate, as it turns out. She refutes Democrats in Arizona who insist that in order to cut taxes, they have to cut budgets for firefighters and police officers. Oh, really? Here's Carrie Lake, clip 14.
One of the things that the cities were saying, some of these elected officials in our cities were saying, oh, it's going to cost us, it's going to hurt our police and law enforcement. They know that's a lie. And I will tell you, if your elected city official is saying we can't help during these difficult economic times by cutting our grocery and rent tax without penalizing your safety, if the very first thing that these elected officials think to do is to cut police and fire, then vote these guys out, because that's terrible leadership. Our people need help. We're struggling right now in this economy. And if the first thing for these city leaders is to go, okay, we're cutting police and fire, they should never hold office again.
Okay, this is a very close race. But in the closing days of this race, her instincts on the trail and her ability on the trail is, I suspect, going to lead to beneficial results for the Republican Party in Arizona. And that includes Blake Masters, who, again, is not my favorite candidate for U.S. Senate. But he is running against Senator Mark Kelly in a race that, like many others across the country right now, is just breathtakingly close. By the way, there is new polling that shows Dr. Oz maybe, gaining a point or two and beating John Fetterman. One can only hope so. There is also a real question about whether the reports are true that President Trump is setting up an announcement of candidacy to come shortly after the election next Tuesday. There's also the president's speech last night. The president, I don't mean President Trump, I mean President Biden, the current president. And President Biden spoke last night about politics and violence. And frankly, it was not an epic and profoundly eloquent speech, but it was far better and far more effective than the speech that he made in front of Independence Hall that seems to have backfired. What is the basic message that Biden is conveying, and is there anything about that message that the American people can take seriously or take to heart? We will get to that as well. They have just released, just hours ago, the final figures for the election in Israel. To talk about what that is and what that means, we'll be speaking to Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the United States and noted historian. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says close to 26 million Americans have applied for student loan forgiveness and 16 million applications will soon be approved. The Biden administration earlier this year rolled out plans to cancel $10,000 for most student loan borrowers. However, the plan is facing a legal challenge from six Republican-led states, which has temporarily stopped the administration from starting to forgive the debt. The top Republican in the House says his party won't make cuts to Social Security if they win the election next week.
Here's a commitment to America. What does it say in there? To save and strengthen Social Security and Medicare. This simply means is we're not touching it.
California's Kevin McCarthy insisted Democrats are desperate as they bring up this line of attack so close to the election. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Michael Medved show, there have been five elections in 4 years. Can you imagine? I mean, this election that we're going through in the United States, the midterm elections, is nothing compared to an Israeli election where they elect a new parliament, which means electing a new prime minister. Five elections in 4 years. Think about that, what that means, and what has happened with those previous four elections. Right in a row, is it has come out basically with a tie, which makes it very, very difficult to assemble a coalition to actually govern the country. And one of the things about the Israeli election is they don't have anything like an electoral college. Basically, you vote for a party, and that determines how many seats in parliament, in Knesset, that party gets. And the election that they just had is very different. They are saying that the parties affiliated with Bibi Netanyahu are getting at least 64 seats in the Knesset. They need 61 to govern. And that this is a decisive election. So the question is, Jews ask a profound question on Passover. Why is this night different from all other nights? Okay, the question, Michael Oren, he is the Israeli former ambassador to the United States for four memorable years. He did an outstanding job, 2009-2013, and a former member of parliament. So, Michael, the question is not why is this night different from all other nights. Why is this election, the fifth one, different from the previous four, other than its outcome? Why is the outcome different than the prior elections?
Well, many things. First of all, Michael, always good to be with you. I'm afraid you're not in Israel. I'm here in the United States on a book tour for my new book, Swan's War, a novel. Why is this election different than the other? It is because this election, first of all, is decisive. You're right. And now the count is at 64 seats. That's a very solid majority for the coalition led by Benjamin Netanyahu. It's also significant because it shows that the Israeli electorate has moved very significantly rightward. A long-established party of the left, of the far left, Meretz, apparently has not even made it into Knesset this time. That's the party that goes back to the early 90s. Amazing, not making it into Knesset.
And that means to make it into Knesset, you need 3.25%, right?
Yes, you do. And moreover, if you don't make it into Knesset, your ballots are not thrown into the wastebasket, Michael. Those ballots are then divvied up between the parties that do make it in Knesset according to the size of the party. So even though the people in Meretz would not agree with the Likud of Benjamin Netanyahu or the party significantly to the right of the Likud, they may get a significant number of those ballots that were cast for Meretz. That is our system.
Well, again, the question I really had is the voters reacted differently than they did the previous four times. We're sort of like Groundhog Day in Israel. I mean, are we election again, a tie again, a tie and a tie and a tie? What did Prime Minister Netanyahu, Prime Minister-elect Netanyahu, do differently this time that led to a different result? Or is it simply people changing their minds?
I think what happened was the last government. The last government, headed first by Naftali Bennett, then by Yair Lapid, included for the first time an Arab party, Ram, which it wasn't a Zionist party, but people were kind of afraid of the fact that Arabs were actually in the government. The many people I know, I live in a very working class area of South Tel Aviv, that people love Bibi. They love Bibi, but they were really very disturbed about this government. I know someone who would have voted for Yair Lapid 3 weeks ago, but when he got up in front of the General Assembly and said that he was in favor of a two-state solution, that person changed their vote immediately. Immediately. So the feeling that the previous government had gone too far leftward, and that this poll, this outcome, is a corrective.
Yeah, and again, why do you think that, knowing how controversial that would be at home, why do you think that Prime Minister Lapid made that statement to the UN?
Because he wanted to get votes away from the parties to the left of him.
And this is the great joy you have when you have that. There are 40 parties that were on the ballot in Israel, is that right?
There's 39. Who's counting? Right.
Right, okay. 39. But this is the kind of thing that a lot of people look at the United States and wouldn't it be great if we had that here? Do you have a verdict on whether having two parties is a better or worse idea than having this multitude of different party options?
Israelis always ask me, how come we don't have a two-party system? And I say, thank God we don't. Two-party systems lend themselves very easily to political polarization, which has happened in this country. And having served in Knesset for many years, I'll tell you that the fact that we have to reach across not one but many aisles basically militates against. It eliminates the chance of polarization. You can't do it.
And right, because you need to build a coalition. No,
across those aisles.
No party has ever won on its own a majority, even in the old days when the Labor Party dominated everything, right?
No one has ever won a majority, an absolute majority, which would be 61 seats. No one. And you put together coalitions. Our system still gives what I believe an inordinate amount of power to small parties. But the fact of the matter is the parties going into this coalition are not so small. The Likud now has something like 31 seats. The National Religious Party, called Jewish Power, is going to be the third largest Knesset member. And then the ultra-Orthodox parties, which are pretty stable in terms of their numbers. They don't change very much. So they're not really tiny parties, which would be 5 seats. If you get one seat in Knesset, you get 5 seats. I know that's confusing. But if you make that 3.25 cutoff, you get not one seat, but you get 5. There's no 5-seat party so far. But I'll tell you something else, what I believe is going to happen, Michael, is that having worked with Netanyahu for many years, and he is a very astute politician, he will not want to be the leftmost person in his coalition. And right now he's pretty much the leftmost member of his coalition. So he's going to try to bring on members of Knesset who are more toward the center. Not to the left, but toward the center. And it's going to be difficult because some people have sworn that they would never sit with him in a government. It's very personal. He's going to have to entice various Knesset members of other parties away to join his coalition.
And that process has already begun or is about to begin?
It probably began even before the elections, and it's certainly going to continue now with great intensity. And there are precedents. I served in a government that was headed by Benjamin Netanyahu, but the defense minister was Ehud Barak from the Labor Party.
Hmm.
How did the Labor Party join with this? Because Ehud Barak basically broke away from his own party. And if you break away with three members of Knesset, you can form a faction. And that faction can then join the government, can join the coalition. So Netanyahu is going to be looking for factions. He'll be enticing other people away from their home parties and saying, okay, join me and I will, you know, I'll give you X. I'll give you a minister position. That's the way it works. A lot of horse trading in Israeli politics.
But who's likely to be foreign minister in the new government?
Well, I think that if it's not a political appointee, you can have a political appointed minister. Everyone wants to be foreign minister because it's the best job in government. I could say, you don't work very hard. And you got a lot of photo ops. The hard jobs, the really hard jobs, are defense minister, finance minister, social welfare minister. Those are hard jobs. And the chance of success are not particularly guaranteed. You almost can't fail as foreign minister, especially today where Israel's foreign relations are so good, especially with the Abraham Accords and our relationships with virtually every country in the world is so great, with few exceptions. So... there we have it. So,
But I assume that it is unlikely that Itamar Ben-Gvir is going to be the new foreign minister.
No, I don't think he's even asking for it. The last I saw, he's asking to be internal security minister. The big takeaway is Israel has a stable government, and that's
which is something to celebrate, and one that can actually operate consistently for a while. Michael Oren operates consistently. He's a wonderful writer with a brand new novel, Swan's War, just released. Check it out. It's posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And one of the kinds of headlines of which you can be a fan is this big headline from the Wall Street Journal, GOP gains in poll among white suburban women. This has been just a key battleground, and it should seal the deal for GOP victories coming up next week. I can't believe it. It's just days from now. But the piece by Catherine Lucy says, white suburban women, a key group of midterm voters, have significantly shifted their support from Democrats to Republicans in the closing days of midterm campaigning due to rising concerns over the economy and inflation, according to the latest Wall Street Journal poll. The survey, which included 297 white women living in suburbs, found that they favor Republicans in congressional races by 15 percentage points. That represented a substantial shift in recent weeks among a group that makes up 20% of the total electorate. Now, it's not 20% of the population, but it's 20% of the total electorate, because white suburban women tend to go out to vote. And compared to the August poll, that poll favored Democrats among white suburban women by 12 points. Now they favor Republicans by 15 points, a swing of 27 points since August, which is wow. The new poll showed that concerns about inflation and the direction of the economy are weighing heavily on white suburban women, overshadowing the focus on abortion rights by the Democratic candidates after the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. We're talking about a collapse, if you will, in that group on the perception of the economy, said Republican pollster Tony Fabrizio, who conducted the poll with Democrat John Anzalone. The poll, which had an overall margin of error of plus or minus 5.7 percentage points, showed that 54% of white suburban women think the U.S. is already in a recession, and 66% are feeling financial strains from inflation. So in responding to this huge shift by white suburban women, it's just astonishing that they put this into a very, very left-wing context on The View. Sonny Hostin commented on The View, making an analogy to white suburban women that can only be described, it seems to me, as racist. Listen to this, clip 7.
I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right?
They're voting against their own self-interest.
Okay, do I want to live in Gilead? First of all, like roaches voting for Raid, isn't Raid a good thing when applied to roaches? I mean, or do we really like roaches? And then do we want to live in Gilead? That, of course, a reference to The Handmaid's Tale. Can we play that again? And try to imagine if this was a question about why do black urban women, not white suburban women, but black urban women, vote for Democrats. And someone said, well, it's like roaches voting for Raid. Can you imagine? It would be called out for naked racism, which this kind of is. Listen again.
I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right? They're voting against their own self-interest.
They're voting against their own self-interest, and you know better. You know better what the interest is of women who are, in many cases, struggling to just balance a household budget to pay the bills and concerned about filling a tank with gas or going out and buying groceries, for God's sake. What is terrible about that? And talk about extreme statements. Michael Beschloss, who's a good writer and a fine historian, etc., etc., he went on MSNBC and just went over the line, it seems to me. And this is part of what people are voting against. They're not just voting for Republicans, they're voting against Democratic hysterics like this. Clip 13.
And a historian 50 years from now, if historians are allowed to write in this country, and if there are still free publishing houses and a free press, which I'm not certain of, but if that is true, a historian will say what was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
Okay. Does anyone think that's a responsible thing to say? Or that it has any grounding in reality? We're a week away from a brutal authoritarian system? And, you know, Joe Biden is going to continue to be president for 2 more years. And there's nothing anyone can do about that. And even President Biden, with his somber speech last night delivered at Union Station, you really couldn't tell it was a train station. But, again, the president was said what? This is Chief of Staff Ron Klain, who many people consider to be the power behind the throne in the White House. Here is what he said about the president's address, which I watched with great interest. We'll be talking about it. But here is Ron Klain on that subject, clip 12.
The president decided a few days ago that it was important to issue one final warning on this issue, to make very clear, to leave no doubt, that we have people out there still peddling the big lie, people now raising the issue of election denial in this election.
Okay. One final warning? A final warning before what? And by the way, I am not a fan of the big lie. I don't believe in the big lie. I don't think it's useful to talk about it. And I think more and more Republicans, frankly, and more conservatives have come to that conclusion. But what exactly do they think is going to happen to when Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House and when Mitch McConnell is returned to his position, which he held with great distinction and effectiveness, of being majority leader in the U.S. Senate? What are they going to do precisely? And I'll open it to phone calls. I'm 1-800-955-1776. We can be talking about this. What is it that that they are supposed to do to establish this new brutal system to end American democracy? See, a lot of people think that the reason the Democrats failed in their attempt to make the death of democracy into the number one issue in this election, a lot of people think they just ignored the more salient issues of the economy and inflation and crime. That's part of the problem. But the other part of the problem is way overstating the level of danger and horror. And by the way, it is much more a problem on the Democratic side. Lee Zeldin, who I ardently hope will be the next governor of New York, who is a fine mainstream Republican and running hard on the issue of crime, he did not talk when he was assaulted by a critic with a knife during a campaign engagement. He was directly attacked. He actually fell down, and they were tussling over this knife, which was a kind of a can opener that they were applying to him. And more than that, there's a headline which really did not get that much national attention. Law enforcement is investigating a shooting at the home of Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for governor of New York. Zeldin said his teenage children, their twin daughters, were doing homework when they heard gunshots. He said in a statement, "After my daughters heard the gunshots and the screaming, they ran upstairs." Okay, everyone is impacted by crime, and we need more attention to it. But it is not every episode of crime, every episode of bad behavior that is an indication that somehow we are at the end of democracy or that we can no longer survive as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.